Malka.
Hi.
Hello.
I guess I'll call him.
Oh,
Good evening.
Oh, there he is. Okay, I was getting ready to call you.
That's only 2 minutes late.
Well, 2 minutes is a lot. We've got a lot to do. Especially if you didn't get to make last night's class and you got to listen to that one. And you've been at two doctors almost every day for a week.
Well, I can appreciate that, and I hope all the doctors are healthy.
Well, it's just checkups, but they come around like that for everybody, part every 6 months. I'm trying to reschedule so they don't all fall like this again. And it's two of us, you know, it's Tony as well as me, so.
Understand, but it's probably better with, you get it over with, and then you get into the holiday, and everything will be good. So let us move forward with section 7, starting at Pasuk 34, and I'll start with the Lishem Yehud. Lishem Yehud, Kud Shabri Hu, Ishkin Te, Bid Hilur, Himu, Ud Hilur, Himu, Liakta, Lishem, Yud He, Bavad He, Biyehuda, Shalim, Bishem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kononeh aleinu maaseh yadeinu kononehu. Rabbi Elazar, Hawayatev Tameya, Rabbi Shimon Avo, Vahaway Imeya, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yitzhak, the Rabbi Cheskiah Amar, lo Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Shimon Avo, Haidikti Lach, Lech Lecha Meartzecha, Vemimola Dechtecha, Kewan Dekalho, Nafu Lemecha, Amai Laitmar Lea Dekalho, Yifkun. The translation. Rabbi Elazar was sitting before his father, Rabbi Shimon, together with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzhak, and Rabbi Hizkia. Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Shimon, "Why is it written, 'Get you out of your country and from your kindred,' in the singular, since they all left Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan? Why was Abraham not told that they all should go?" Questions, comments, thoughts. Well, let me read my commentary. It's a good question. Hopefully the section will answer it. I'm just joking. Questions, thoughts.
Okay, we're going to be in a good mood today, aren't we? Well, I know the Torah doesn't tell us that the father and the others were seeking Hashem. They weren't seeking truth, for sure. It was Abraham who was really the one searching and getting answers, too. So I think that was a lot to why it's in the singular. In other words, they weren't. The call was there. Hashem wanted to reveal himself, but the others didn't have that response. So that was why the intent wasn't there. The hunger wasn't there. The desire to get away from those idols that supposedly the Midrash tells us that the father did for a living. But you would have thought the father would have changed his mind, seeing that Abraham escaped Nimrod's furnace.
I want to remind you, even though the verse in the here is talking about Abraham, in the Torah, the name is Avram at this point.
Right.
And that is a hint to why it's singular and not plural.
Oh, okay. I notice we have four stages in this verse, too.
Yeah. You have
Elazar, I know what the meanings of all of them.
You have five stages.
Yes, five, okay. Peskiahu is the only one. I don't know the meaning.
What does five remind you of?
The five worlds.
And the five Sephirot. The five Keter, Hakma, Bina, Zerampin, and Malchut.
And the letter Hey, that's the potential waiting for Abram to become Avraham.
But on a simple level, Avram means elevated father. And God is speaking to a level of consciousness called Avram, called elevated father. Included in the elevated father, which is Chachma, which is the Abba as the part two, included in that is all of the others. So it's sufficient to say in the singular, because that's what the Hebrew said. There's no need to mention the others, because they're all included in Avram.
But the translation they gave is Abraham. So what was it in the Aramaic? Let's see.
It's not even there.
Mm-hmm. I don't see it would be in that last sentence. And it's not in caps. The land of Canaan is. And the Ur of Chaldeans is.
Get you out of your country, which is Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, U'mimoladecha. Is your kindred.
Do you know what Hizkiah means?
Hazak, it means strength, the strength of God.
Okay, because we got God is my help with Elazar. We've got God hears with Shimon and praise for Yehuda, and Yitzhak would be laughter and so strength. Okay.
So what it's saying is the verse is really not clear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the translation is not clear.
Mm-hmm.
Although the question is coming,
it's a beginning.
Extrapolated from the words in the Aramaic. I'm not saying it's incorrect.
Right.
But people are used to speaking of Abraham, and they always forget that there's a transition at some point by the name change. Verse 35. Behaf al gav de terach hawa pilach liaz kevan de yitar biata ruta tav lemepat bachadeya bi Abraham chaminan kudsha perichu itre bitzhak Yota Dechayavaya Usra Lemepak Amai Lakitiv Lechulechem Amai Le Abraham Bilchodo Lech Lecha. The translation. Terach was an idol worshiper, but since his desire to leave with Abraham was truly aroused, and as we have seen, the Holy One, blessed be He, desires that the wicked repent as Terach started to leave with Abraham, why does it not say, go for yourself in the plural? Why does it say, go for yourself to Abraham alone? My commentary. Hashem's communication is only with Abraham and Sarah to show to us that they are one soul. Soulmates count as unity. Marriages bring together two halves of one soul. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I just think his desire to leave wasn't the same as Abraham's. It's not some people will take an action by maybe what their friends have done, and it's not really, hasn't been revealed to them or have the desire, but they do it because someone else does it.
And that's not considered that their desire is at the same level, but it's at a sufficient level.
Mm-hmm. And we've got Abraham again rather than Abram, and in the Aramaic as well.
But we're not really asking. We're given additional information in this pasuk, but it's really asking the same question.
And why is it in the plural? Why is it not in the plural?
The same question in a different way. Let's go on to verse 36.
Oh, well, look, the hint. Hashem desires that the wicked repent. So that's a hint to us.
That is a hint, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And once they start the repentance, he's going to allow them to move. He's going to allow them to move away, to escape, so that they can live to do teshuvah another day.
Mm-hmm.
Amar lo Rabbi Shimon itema teterach gad nefach meyur chazdim begin liachara dara bitshuvah hawa Lavakei ela kad nefrak klish tazava nafak dachawo kalho b'nei areyo ya tabean lemiktileya kewan defazu dishtazev Abraham Hawo Amre Leya Litera Antu Dehawayat Mate Lan Bilain Pesilin Umi Goy Dehala Bilhon Nefach Terach Kewan Dinamata Beharan la nafak mitaman luatar. Dikti vayeles avram kasher. Diber elav Hashem vayelech ito lot. Bilu tarach lakitiv. We're going to not read the best of this, because starting with the number 37, it's talking about a different pasuk.
Well, I noticed in the Aramaic we've got Avram this time.
Yes.
Not Abraham.
The translation. Rabbi Shimon replied that Terach did not leave the Ur of the Chaldeans, because he wanted to repent and mend his ways, but only to save himself from all the people of his land who wanted to kill him, particularly after they saw that Abraham was saved from the furnace of fire. They said to Terach, "You were the one who misled us with these idols," and they wanted to kill him. Because he feared them, Terach left. Therefore, when he reached Haran, he stayed, as it is written. So Avram departed, as Hashem had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Terach is not mentioned in the verse. My commentary. Did Terach die, as one Midrash said, or did he just stay there? He died since he was given an opportunity to do teshuvah when he left the original city. questions, comments, thoughts?
Now we found out what the reason is to why the difference between Turok and Avram. He didn't leave because he wanted to repent. He was leaving. I didn't think of it as he was afraid of the people of the land because they were looking to him to kill him because they felt they had been misled by his idols. But it does say because Abraham was saved from the furnace too. To me, that's what I thought, that he saw the miracle. But it was more than that. It was his own intent.
The Jasper, the way it describes it is that Terach was a counselor to Nimrod. And Abraham, who is Terach's son, is agitating as a younger generation. He's trying to ferment revolt against Nimrod because Nimrod is talking everybody into rebelling against God and building the Tower of Babel. And so Nimrod sentences Abraham to be thrown into the fire. And Terach doesn't say anything. He doesn't try and stop Nimrod. So when Avram survives the fire, the father of Hur says, well, Abraham's right, so he's going to jump into the fire also and be saved because he's been following Avram, and he's part of that younger generation in rebellion. So he jumps in, but he dies. But the people are saying, well, Avram is right. And rather than accept their responsibility, they point their fingers at Terah and say, he's the one responsible for all of this problem because he didn't train his son properly, and he talked us into being involved with all these idols so that he could make money as an idol builder and an idol seller. So Terach has to escape from Ur Kasdim, and he runs to Haran along with Abraham and Sarah and whoever else he takes with him. Lot, and so forth. Now, when he gets to Haran, he's safe. Nimrod's not going to come after him. He can't kill him. The people can't come and kill him because he's escaped. So he's not going to move on. He's ready for his comfort zone. He's an old man. But Avram and Lot, they're young men. They want to keep moving. They want to go where God told Avram to go. That's the way I understand the Midrash from the Book of Jasper. And you're going to get a deeper insight into who is Lot when we read further down, either in this section or the next couple of them. So are there any other questions?
I guess not. Nothing comes to mind.
Because we have a few minutes, but we'll never be able to finish 37.
Okay.
Malka, did you want to say anything?
No, sir.
So everything is clear now. The reason, you know, the, one of the reasons that the Torah doesn't say Lech Lecha in the plural is because Terach is standing there, Avram is the leader, and Avram is the only one who really wants to go. The others are going just to be with Avram.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you're saying there's more of this in the book of Jasher? Because I have the book. It's still sitting on my coffee table. I haven't been able to get to it.
Right. You'll read it one of these days.
No.
The book of Jasher follows the Midrash. It's essentially the Midrashim from the birth or the creation of Adam until the generation of Moses in the desert. So it fills in all the gaps that the Torah leaves out. And it explains all of these grammar issues in the Torah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think some say that the Father was called, but he just didn't follow through with it. And are there any commentaries or midrashes about, or midrashim, I should say, as to Terach being reincarnated? What is kind of, which, what would you call it, reincarnation genealogy?
Well, it says, in the Ari, it says that Terach did Teshuvah.
Okay.
And that was the completion of his tikkun. His tikkun was to bring Avram and to do Teshuvah for being an idol worshiper. So tonight's class, the 7 o'clock class, is the Tikkuni Zohar. And the tomorrow's morning's class is for Slichot at 7 a.m. All times are West Coast times.
Well, my favorite Shalom. Is that not. So I'll have to wait till Thursday. Mm-hmm. But thank you.
Understand.
Okay.
Shalom. Bye-bye.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Bye.
Shalom.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.